So, Adrian, I understand you're going to be at our creative market on Sunday, and that's from 10 till 2, folks, just in case you've forgotten at the old school. And you're going to be doing some portrait sessions. Now, this is photography, but this is not photography the likes of which we normally see these days. It's called what's the process called again? I've lost my...
It's called the wet plate process.
Wet plate process. So that makes it, when using the word plate, that makes it sound like a really old school type of photography. Is that the case?
Yeah, pretty much. It dates back to around 1850, 1856.
Right.
And I'll be shooting plates on bits of glass or bits of aluminium plate, about 5 by 4 inches.
Right, okay.
I use the same chemicals and everything, same lens as was used back in the day. So, yeah, it's very slow. Quite beautiful.
Right. I have many questions. Where did the gear come from? How did you find the gear even?
Oh, I started about 10 years ago, kind of looking into it. And back then there weren't very many people doing it. So it was just a case of going on YouTube, finding people in Eastern Europe who were doing it. Lots of old books, lots of libraries.
Yeah.
And just slowly just teaching myself. And initially as a hobby, but now it's kind of what I do, not all the time, but I do a lot more of it now.
Okay, and you're not just going to be selling pictures at the market. You're there to take portraits of people if they want to do that.
I mean, I do sell artworks, but on Sunday I'll be actually holding a portrait session so people can come along and have a portrait done and kind of experience how it was done back in the 1850s. Very slow.
Yeah.
No moving.
Right. Are you under a hooded cover, or is that just a movie cliche?
No, hooded cover, got everything there. Right. The only difference that I do now that's different from back in the day is I bring a flash unit with me. Where back in the 1850s, they didn't have flash, they just used daylight only. So the exposures were much longer, about 5 seconds long.
Right.
Which is why back then no one smiled.
Yeah, they all looked very serious and grim.
Yeah, and they've all got like a brace behind their head so they can't move.
Oh, really? They went to that extent?
Oh, yeah, because the surgery was so long. So, yeah. I mean, they were told not to smile because you can't hold a smile for that long. So, unfortunately, the whole generation looked very glum, but they were.
So, you've got a flash. So, how long is the shutter open for?
It's bang. It's bang. But the actual process of sitting down and composing it, the whole thing takes probably about 40 minutes. And then you get to, at the end of the, once I've shot it, you then get to watch the process. You get to watch the image appear on the plate in front of you.
Oh, really?
So you get to see the whole thing on the day, yeah.
And then that's it, the plate is what you get, that's the photo.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. And that plate will last 200 years, the same as the ones that I find in op shops now. So yeah, they're very long lasting. Yeah,
presumably you can scan them though, or
yeah. So with the plate, so you come along, you get your portrait done, and then with that you also get a digital file that I send to you as well. So because these days everybody likes to share everything, stick
yes.
on Instagram or Facebook, or
of course
send a version to your great auntie Joan, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, you get a digital version that you can spread around, but the money, you know, what you're really getting is a plate, which will, it's like an heirloom really, because it will last for, it'll be generations, it'll last. And it won't fade, it won't get lost in your hard drive. Anyway,
yes.
So it'll be there forever.
We'll get lost in the 20,000 photos that you took over the last decade.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, the lovely thing too about these is the tangible. So you can actually, you know, you can hold it in your hand. And photography these days, where it just tends to sit on the screen.
Is this like the growth in the LP, the record market, that it's something physical and real and people kind of like that because everything's become so digital?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of that going on. I mean, a lot of stuff, a lot of people making things by hand now. I mean, for me, I started out in the darkroom when I was in my 20s, so
yeah.
I've kind of gone full circle. You know, I started in the darkroom, became a photographer, shot film, then shot digital. But when the iPhone kind of came along, it kind of devalued photography, I think, because suddenly everybody's a photographer. And I just found I was spending more time in front of a screen than actually taking pictures.
Right, yes.
So that's kind of why I went back to that. And I used to shoot a lot of Polaroid as a photographer, so this is, to me, it's kind of like a Polaroid, because, you know, you can come down, sit down, do your portrait, and I can see it within sort of half an hour.
Yeah.
Unlike traditional black and white film, which I love as well, but you know, you shoot black and white film or any film, and that takes 24 hours to see minimum. So
yeah, so that, like, so for, I just want to say for listeners that, like, I'm looking at a picture right now and it looks like an old school photo from 100 years ago. And
it does have that quality. Again, yeah. I'm using a lens that was made at the same era. So the lens that I'm using is made in the 1860s. Again, was made by hand. It wasn't, you know, done in a factory. Some guy was polishing a bit of glass. It's all copper.
Wow.
And each plate is, again, each plate reacts differently to the chemicals I'm putting on it. So you're going to get marks. It's imperfect. It's not perfect. It's not beautifully clean. There might be bits of dust on there and whatever. So each plate will dry differently or react differently to the chemicals. So you can never shoot this, never get the same thing twice, basically.
Yeah, so the image I'm looking at is one on your website of a young woman, and it's got a perfect border on the right-hand side and the bottom, but the top and the left-hand side, it's all wavy, and there's some marks around the edge of the border as well. And even a little picture of an image or a shadow of a hook off to the side as well. So
that's due to the process. It's called the wet plate process because everything's got to be done while the chemicals are still wet.
Yeah.
So on a really hot day, I might have 5 minutes to do the whole thing.
Mm, right.
And on a nice cool day, I might have maybe 15 minutes. So the chemicals would dry from the outside in, which is why you get a border around the outside.
Because
as it dries, there's nothing left. So if I take too long, there'll be nothing at all. So,
okay.
And I can use that to my advantage. If I want to have a real big border, I can let it sit out, you know, for longer than I should. So that when I take the portrait, the edge will be all kind of all murky and all, you know, all strange.
Right. And it looks like it's got like a really short depth of field as well.
Tiny. Again, I mean, I don't know if you've ever shot film or people shoot film these days.
I've done in the past. Yeah.
Yeah. So film used to have a speed like 100 ASA or 400 ASA.
Yeah.
So a normal film was 100 ASA. So what I'm using is 1 ASA.
What?
Which means it needs 100 times more light than normal, which is why the exposures were so long.
That's I'm sorry, that is the funniest thing I've heard all day, a 1 ASA.
Yeah.
Like I used to take a lot of photos, so I do understand the process. So.
Yeah, and to compensate, so the depth of field thing, again, to compensate time, you have the biggest depth of field possible. So you have the shortest exposure possible. So, this is why the depth of field is very, very narrow. Only really for portraiture. So, if I'm doing a portrait, you know, you just want short exposure.
Yeah.
So, you just tend to focus just on the eyes. But if I'm doing a landscape, then it doesn't matter. Nothing is moving. So, I can then do a long, you know, I can do a, you know, a small f-stop.
Okay. And so, what are you looking at when you're setting up for the photo? Like, I'm used to old film cameras, and you've got the single lens reflex situation going on. You've got a viewfinder to look in. Do you have a viewfinder? What do you have?
A wet plate, you can use any camera can do a wet plate. So you can convert a little 35 camera to do wet plates or a box brownie. I tend to use what's called a plate camera. So it's like a...
Sorry, you missed that word. Was it a plate camera, did you call it?
A plate camera, or a large format camera. So I'm looking through a screen at the back of the camera. So it's like a ground glass screen that I look through, and I see your image kind of imposed on that bit of glass. So it's upside down and back to front when I look at it, which is great for me. It's great for composition because as an artist, if you look at something up, if you paint something and then flip it upside down, if it works upside down, it works both ways, you know, it's a good composition. So
interesting.
It's quite a good advantage for me. I see something upside down straight away and... so you really work on your composition with this. And you work really slowly. So each portrait will probably take me, you know, half an hour.
Wow. So I'm also thinking the potential for like a really high quality detailed image is there, although maybe not with an old lens, but because then it's essentially the negative is the same size. It's not a negative, but you know, it's a 5x4, you know, negatives. We're used to negatives of 35 mil. Well, this is several times bigger.
Amazing quality, yeah. So, the quality is amazing. And, you know, I shoot plates up to 10 by 8 inches. So I've got a 10 by 8 camera. So, you know, the quality is really, really, and because it's 1 ASA, it's super, super sharp. There's no grain like film. So
I love that 1 ASA. That's still cracking me up. but also thinking about that short depth of field, do they need to be propped up against something anyway to stop them moving in and out of focus?
Oh, if I'm shooting young children, I might bring my like a head brace. But generally, you know, as long as they're sitting on a chair or leaning against the wall, as long as they're not moving and I'm watching them, I'm usually pretty okay. But the trickiest thing is when you shoot two or three people at once.
Yeah.
You've got to make sure that all of their eyes are on the same plane, and otherwise one of them will be out of focus. So that's probably the hardest thing when you're shooting a bunch of people.
So if people are intrigued by this, should they dress up a little bit or wear something interesting, do you reckon, if they're listening to this and they come along?
Look, I'm not really, not really. I mean, some people who shoot wet plate get people dressing up in old clothes, but I'm all about, you know, I'm using an old technique, but I'm using it in a modern way. So I want people to come and dress what they would wear normally, so that in 200 years' time, people can say, oh, yeah, well, that was, you know, 2024 when people were wearing Nikes and whatever, blah, blah, blah. I don't want it to look like it was done back in the 1800s.
No, well, in 200 years' time, they might not know the difference between 2024 and like, 1874, you know.
I mean, the only thing I say is wear lots of layers. Like, don't just wear all black or all white. You know, wear a jacket with a shirt and maybe a scarf. Hats are great. Glasses are great. So, bring your wear accessories, you know. But keep it modern, I think, you know, if you can.
Yeah. The photo I'm looking at, the young woman has a necklace, and it's not even a feature of it. It's just a nice thing that, like, it's out of focus slightly.
Yeah.
But it's nice. Yeah. Well, this is... Oh, actually, that was another question I wanted to ask. Have you used a modern lens on the old camera and body? Is that even feasible?
Yeah. I use a modern lens. But I prefer the older lenses because they're... I just put a cap on and off to expose. I'm not clicking the shutter. I'm just covering the front of the lens with a cap. I take my portrait.
Okay.
And the old lenses just do have a really lovely quality about them. Like, new lenses are almost too good. They're too crisp. They're too clean.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a lot. I mean, Instagram arrived showing us how to make photos look uncrisp and unclean. So
yeah.
You know, it was built on the back of that. So yeah. There's a kind of a thirst for that. Maybe you would say out there.
Yeah, I mean, I use new lenses for, you know, if I'm shooting a child, you know, like a really young child, then I can just have a shutter release that's quick and easy. I can watch the child and just click really quickly. But if I'm just doing an old portrait, I just use my little shutter over the front of the lens and make sure, you know, watch they don't blink.
And you said the plates are aluminium or glass. I guess they must have, obviously they've got chemicals on them, like it's not etched into the surface or anything.
Yeah, so the chemicals go on top of the plate. And so if you shoot a negative, if you shoot a glass plate, you get a negative.
Okay.
If you shoot an aluminium plate, which is black-based, you get a positive.
Right,
so the old days, what you would do, they would shoot a glass plate, and then they would frame it with black velvet behind, or they would paint the back of the plate with, used tar.
Okay.
So, and turn it into a positive image. Yeah.
I don't feel like I've seen many of those sorts of things around in my family's old stuff. So they must must have survived.
There are lots of glass plates around. If you go into any museum, you know, you'll see lots of old photographs, and they were all shot on glass plate.
Yeah.
I was down at the Aratoy Museum last weekend shooting down there, and they had an exhibition on, like, a guy called James Bragg, and it was all photographs from around 1860, all shot on, like, 10x8 glass plate. Really beautiful. And got, you know, lots of movement in them, and lots of, you know, portraits of old people in front of shops and stuff, and horses and carts, but which is kind of why I was down there. But, it's a lovely process. And, I say they last forever. You know, they'll be around, be handed down, generations, really.
And so this is, like, you're from Te Araha, and you've got like a shop on one of the streets there. Is that on the main street or somewhere like that? So is this this is your business now, doing this sort of thing?
Oh, pretty much. I mean, I'm a commercial photographer, but I say this, I started doing this 10 years ago as a hobby, just because I was getting really sick of looking at screens all the time.
Yep.
And slowly I'm just doing more and more of it. So I have my little studio in Te Araha, like an old worldy portrait studio where you can come in and sit down. And I've also converted a little caravan, like an old 50s sort of bondwood caravan, to a mobile darkroom. So I use that to go all over New Zealand. Again, because you have to have a darkroom with you, because it's a wet process, so you have to prepare to do everything within 10 minutes. So
you'll have that with you in Raglan?
Yeah, yeah. I have my little caravan everywhere. So that enables me to, you know, shoot a portrait, run into my little darkroom, develop it, run back out and show the picture. Yeah.
Huh. That's I don't know, there's something very attractive about doing it this way rather than shooting 20, you know, you get your phone out and you go tap, 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 tap to make sure you get, you know, one of them will be right.
Yeah.
It's a very, very different way of doing it. And I don't know, it just seems quite, it seems cool.
Yeah, it's just nice because it's really slow. You know, I spend a lot more time talking to people these days.
Yeah.
You know, getting to know who they are, you know, ask questions, you know, because you have all that time to talk to them. And you just shoot one picture. So everything is very slow and it's kind of a bit serious, I suppose, in a way, because people are... I used to, you know, someone taking 20 pictures.
Yeah.
It's very slow, very quiet. They take their time. They take a bit of how they're going to look. Everything's, because they know it's going to go, it's a one-off, you know. So, I mean, occasionally I might have to shoot two, you know, in case I stuff up or something, if I mess a camera got up or something.
Yeah.
Occasionally people might blink, but it's usually my fault. But, people do take a bit of time about it. They think about what they're going to wear before they turn up and, they even think how they're going to look in the picture, whether they want to be smiling or not smiling. And the funny thing is, like, back in the day, you weren't allowed, well, you were told not to smile, but these days you can because of the flash system I'm using. But saying that, very few people do opt to smile. It's a quite strange thing. If you look at my website, you see very few people smile. And it's not that they're not smiling, they're just being who they are. You know, they're not forcing a smile at me.
Yeah, yeah.
And if they do want to smile, I know it sounds corny, but I tend to say, if you're going to smile, don't smile for me. Like, smile for whatever makes you smile, whether it be chocolate or your pet dog, you know.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's got to come from you, you're not smiling because you're trying to impress me. And,
yeah.
And I just find that they're very strong and very honest images because of that reason.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So do you know where you'll be? I know you probably haven't been to the old school before, so it might be a bit hard to ask that question.
No, my first time there to Raglan. Well, first time in the market. I've been to Raglan before, but first time at the market.
Will you be inside or outside?
I'll be inside, so my caravan will be outside somewhere.
Yeah.
But I'll be shooting portraits inside somewhere. Yeah, I'm not sure where.
Okay, all right. No, I'm trying to guess, like, the building has got several buildings, so we'll find you. Well, people can find you on the day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But look for your little caravan. It's a little, how old is that caravan? It's very curvy.
9 and 55.
There we go,
Her name is Maureen. You'll see her. She's kind of pale blue, pink, you know, sky blue pink type colour.
Yeah. All right, well, look, Adrian, it's been very good to talk to you this morning. This is very intriguing. I'm still tripping out on that one ASA situation. But, thank you for your time.